January 16. The field is the world. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 28:19. While in California in the year 1874, I was given an impressive dream. I dreamed that several of the brethren in California were in council, considering the best plans for labor during the coming season. A young man whom I had frequently seen in my dreams came into the council. He listened with deep interest to the words that were spoken, and then, speaking with deliberation and authoritative confidence, said, "The cities and villages constitute a part of the Lord's vineyard. They must hear the messages of warning. The enemy of truth is making desperate efforts to turn the people from the truth of God to falsehood. You are to sow beside all waters. It may be that you will not at once see the result of your labor, but this should not discourage you. Take Christ as your example. He had many hearers, but few followers." The messenger continued, "You are entertaining two limited ideas of the work for this time. You are trying to plan the work so that you can embrace it in your arms. You must take broader views. Your light must not be put under a bushel or under a bed, but on a candlestick, that it may give light to all that are in the house. Your house is the world. Many countries are waiting for the advanced light the Lord has for them, and your faith is limited. It is very small. Your conception of the work needs to be greatly enlarged. Go forward. God will work with great power if you will walk in all humility of mind before Him. It is not faith to talk of impossibilities. Nothing is impossible with God. The light of the binding claims of the law of God is to test the world. Time is short, and all who believe this message should feel a solemn obligation resting upon them to be disinterested workers, exerting their influence on the right side, and never by word or action be found arrayed against those who are seeking to advance the interest of God's cause. The light God has given us isn't worth much to the world unless it can be seen by being presented before them."